This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has opened his trip to Asia with an eye toward troubles at home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
So much of the future of the world is going to be written here.
In South Korea, the president toured a computer chip factory that'll be a model for another plant in Texas, holding it up as an example of how deeper ties with Indo-Pacific nations can spur high-tech innovation at home.
These little chips, only a few nanometers thick, are the key to propelling us into the next era of humanity's technological development.
A semiconductor shortage has helped fuel inflation in the U.S., crippling the president's approval rating. He's using the Asia trip partly to show American voters how stronger relations with Asia can help them as the U.S. looks to boost its own production of the vital chips key to making cars, kitchen appliances, and most everything else. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian forces bombarded areas of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region from land and air on Friday, destroying houses in residential districts and killing a number of civilians, Ukrainian officials said. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the assaults have turned Donbas into a quote-unquote hell. In the southern port city of Mariupol, scene of the war's bloodiest siege, the last heavily wounded fighters from holdout Ukrainian units have been evacuated from their stronghold. The Azovstal Steelworks, their commander said. It's not clear if the remaining defenders there have definitively laid down their arms. The Kremlin, meanwhile, said it was bolstering its forces on Russia's western border, saying that moves by Finland and Sweden to join NATO were part of an increase in military threats. Find more at voanews.com.